In 2018, Robert Driver, a graduate student at East Carolina University, filed a proposal to the Classification Committee of the American Ornithological Society requesting that they change the name of McCown's longspur. The bird was named in 1851 by amateur ornithologist George Newbold Lawrence for his friend, John P. McCown. Captain McCown, stationed in Texas, had been shooting larks and found among all the carcasses a single specimen of an unfamiliar bird, so he sent it to Lawrence, who named it Calcareus McCownii for him. The new longspur was noted to have a shorter hind toe and thicker bill than the other longspurs, and so in 1858, it was taken out of the typical longspur genus, Calcareus, and placed in Rhynchophanes, which literally means thick-billed. It stayed in that genus from the first AOU checklist in 1888 until a hybrid was found between it and a chestnut-collared longspur, suggesting the two species were closely related and prompting ornithologists to put it back with the other longspurs in 1983. A 2003 genetic study found it wasn't so closely allied with the other longspurs after all, and it was placed back in Rhynchophanes. Either way, its specific epithet remains McCownii. McCown had been educated at West Point at taxpayer expense, but took up arms against the United States Army, killing many American soldiers in the Civil War. At a time when Americans have been reconsidering monuments commemorating those who had joined the traitorous Confederacy in defense of slavery, Robert Driver thought the time was ripe to reconsider bird names commemorating those same Confederates. His proposal was dismissed by the checklist committee, who cited the need to maintain stability in naming conventions, but they deferred the matter for further discussion. That further discussion took place this year. In June, in response to the Black Lives Matter movement and the ugly case of a woman in Central Park calling 911 to say a black man was threatening her just because Christian Cooper had politely asked her to leash her dog, white birders finally started listening to black birders teaching us the many ways racism has made it fraught and quite literally dangerous for them to do what we white birders have always been able to take for granted. Seizing the moment, people supporting the name change brought the issue of McCown's longspur back to the committee, and they finally agreed to change the name of the bird to the thick-billed longspur. The same people who whined about changing the name of the long-tailed duck are now whining about this change. Some of them have even formed a Make Birding Great Again group, as if name changes haven't been part of ornithology from the start. I've even read ridiculously hyperbolic complaints that this is reminiscent of The Matrix or other dystopian nightmares, and that history is being erased. In reality, the discussion about McCown has finally shed light on important elements of history. McCown's biography in the 1985 edition of the book American Bird Names by Choate says McCown, quote, served in the U.S. Army 1840 to 1869. Talk about erasing history. I've never had the right to name a bird species. Indeed, I've only legally named three entities in my life, my children. Like scientific names, the names I gave them are official, as registered on their birth certificates. I also assigned them common names, Joey, Katie, and Tommy. Katie changed hers to Catherine on her first day of kindergarten. In junior high school, Joey drew some hilarious pictures of a toaster with an angry face, wielding an electric cord and butter knife like weapons. His friends started calling him Toaster and then Toast, which he considers his real name. Should I be offended or angry that the name I gave him, my official right as his parent, ended up being set aside? Should I gripe that he is erasing history and being disrespectful of tradition? Of course not. That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet, and that which I call Joey by the name Toast remains my wonderful son. If the beautiful bird in question had to choose between being named for a subtle field mark or for the man who shot one of its ancestors without even knowing what he was aiming at, I have a sneaking suspicion which it would choose. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.